Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
First Peter chapter 1, reading verse 9 to 11. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Amen. The title of our message is The Spirit of Christ. It said the Spirit of Christ was in all his prophets. Therefore, he says we should receive the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls. See, this one faith which God gave to us is the Savior or the salvation of our souls. That when we receive this end of our faith, this one whom God said we should believe, that we should believe in him, that all his prophets were testifying of him, and therefore they had his spirit, that it was not the prophet speaking, but the Spirit of Christ was speaking in the prophets. Who is Christ? The Word of God. That all the prophets had the Spirit of the Word of God. And that's why we could have the Holy Scriptures from them. So that all they wrote by the Spirit of Christ that was in them. That means they received the Spirit, and the Spirit was testifying in them. So he's saying to us that we should receive the end. That the end of our faith is the Spirit of Christ. That except we receive the Spirit of Christ, we don't belong to him. That it is this one Spirit of Christ that is the end of our faith. That God is a Spirit. That Spirit seeks to enter into our hearts. That's why the scripture says that this word of God was made flesh, was manifested unto us. Now, as many as receive him, to them he gives the power or the right to become children of God. That is, as many as receive his Spirit, that receive the Spirit of who? Of Christ. That receive the Spirit of the Bible, it is those that belong to him. For it is the Holy Spirit of God that was in all his prophets, that none of the scriptures came privately, but holy men spoke as they were moved by the Spirit. He said that Spirit was in them, moving them and speaking to them. And so it was not the prophet that was speaking, but the Spirit of Christ was in the prophet. That the Spirit of Christ must enter us. When we now have the Spirit of Christ, then we'll also be prophesying. That's why the angel told John, the testimony of Jesus is the Spirit of prophecy. That before we can testify of Christ, we must receive his Spirit. If we go to Acts chapter 1, reading verses 7 and 8. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the utmost part of the earth. That the power comes after we have received his Spirit. What power? The power to witness him. That is only when you have received the Holy Spirit
This Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the Bible. It says, after we receive the Holy Spirit, then we will have the witness in us. We will have the speaker in us, who, until Christ come upon us. How does he come upon us? He said, by the Spirit, that it is he that wants to come upon us. He said that you should wait in Jerusalem, he told the disciples, until he send the promise of the Father upon them. What is the promise of the Father? The Father promised that he's going to give us the Spirit of the Scriptures. That this Spirit of the Scripture was in all his prophets. That is why they are in the kingdom of God. That Abraham had the Spirit of Christ. Isaac had the Spirit of Christ. Jacob had the Spirit of Christ. And all his prophets testifying of Christ, of the Word. And he says that the way to enter is to receive the Spirit. And that this Spirit is the Spirit of the Bible. And that so God promised that he's going to take the one Spirit of the Bible and put it upon us. And Jesus said to them, except he dies, he abides alone. When he dies and returns to the Spirit, to the Father, then he will grant the gift of the Holy Spirit to those who believe in him. And that it is faith in Christ is the password into the Spirit. That once you believe in him, in who? In the Word of God. That the Word of God is the Christ. He is the Son of God. Then he will send his Spirit as a confirmation of your faith on him. As a seal of approval that you have believed to the saving of your soul. That's why he says receiving. End of your faith. That the end of the faith is to receive the Spirit. And that if we have not received the Spirit, it means we have not believed. That the seal of approval, that we are sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise when we believe. He said, I'll send the promise of the Father. And that it is only those who receive this Spirit, he gives the power to be witnesses unto him. They can then witness him by the Spirit they have received. See what Galatians speak of, what St. Paul wrote in to the Galatians, in Galatians chapter 4, reading verse 4 to 7. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. That it is through Christ we now inherit God. Through the Spirit of Christ. He said he now sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts. That it is the Spirit of the Son that God sent into our hearts. That's why Jesus says, if the Son set you free, you'll be free indeed. The Spirit of the old man is the Spirit of disobedience. The Spirit of flesh. That's why he said flesh and blood cannot obey God. And that it is that spirit of disobedience that is in the heart of all. That's why he said, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now he says that he had come in the fullness of time to give us his own Spirit, which he promised. That he will give us his Spirit. He will take away from us the stony heart and give us that heart that is receptive to his word. And that it is this Spirit of his Son in our heart that is crying, Abba, Father. We now know our Father, the everlasting Father. That it is this Son of God that is the everlasting Father. This Word of God. That he is the true Father, our Father. The one that ever lives and makes intercession for us. And that's why he said that we must receive the Spirit of his Son. That God came in the man Christ Jesus, so that we can receive his Spirit, because no man has seen God at any time, except the only begotten Son of God. who is in the bosom of the Father. So he came to us and to preach the gospel. And then he said he's going to where he came from. Now, after he returned, that he will come into them by his Spirit. That when they receive his Spirit, then they will know that he is their Father. They can then know the true Father, the one that truly loves us. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. That this Son of God is the Father. That's why Jesus says, pray to the Father in my name. What name? The name of Jesus. Because that is his name. But they have not yet known this name. That's why he said he came to give us understanding that we might know him. That we become heir of God through Christ. When we have received the Spirit of Christ, we become heirs of God. Heirs of who? Of the true God, the God of the Bible. And that the God of the Bible seek to father us through his word. He says that he's knocking at the door of our heart to enter. How does he enter? Through Christ. Through his word. Then when his word enter us, then God has entered us, the true God. Then we begin to know whom our Father is. Jesus says, if you have known me, you would have known my Father also. That it is this Father he's preaching to us, that he wants us to walk in him, to live in him, to move in him. How does that happen? When we receive his Spirit. Look at in the old time, in Numbers chapter 14, and see two men that had the Spirit of Christ. Numbers chapter 14, reading verse 24. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land where into he went, and his seed shall possess it. It says Caleb had another spirit. The spirit of the scriptures. The spirit of the Son of God. That until we receive the Spirit of Christ, we cannot follow him fully. That is, it is this Spirit of Christ that gives us understanding, gives us the knowledge of him. So he said this, Caleb had his spirit. And not the spirit. But the rest 10 that went to spy the land with them had the spirit of disobedience. The spirit of the flesh that cannot obey God. So they don't know whom he is. The lawless spirit. He said, these ones I will bring to the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Look at verse 37 of the Numbers 14. Even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land died by the plague before the Lord. But Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of the men that went to search the land, lived still. You see, they had life. They had the living spirit. It's because they were living, they lived still. The living was in them. He said the word of God is living. That's the living spirit. Jesus says, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit, they are living. And so because they had the Spirit of Christ, he said the Spirit of Christ kept them alive. That if we have the Spirit of Christ, he will give us eternal life, he said. Everlasting life. We will not perish. And that this spirit is the spirit of the Holy Bible. That it says he was in Joshua and Caleb. So they were of him through the Spirit. They have inherited the Spirit. They have inherited God through Christ, through the Spirit of his word. And therefore, they were advocates of the word of God. But the rest were advocates of the evil one. They said that there are giants in the land. We will perish. They were advocates of flesh and blood. That the giants are there, they will kill us. We are like grasshoppers. But Caleb and Joshua spoke differently. Why? They were advocates of the God, the mighty God of Jacob. He said, let's go at once. We are able to possess the land. We have the God, the great God. He is with us. And so victory is sure. The God that defeated Pharaoh is with us. The God, the almighty God, will deliver them into our hands. their testimony was different. Why? They have the Spirit of this God. Who? The Spirit of the Word. He said, by the word of the Lord, where the heavens made, there's nothing he cannot do. Jesus says, have faith in this God. That Joshua and Caleb have faith in this God because they have his Spirit. And God is saying to us, I want to give you my Spirit. It's only when we receive his Spirit, we can have faith in him. Otherwise, we will deny him. We cannot witness him. That's why he told the disciples, wait. All of you denied me because you don't have my Spirit. But when the Spirit will come upon you, as it did on the Pentecost day, you will not be afraid anymore. You will not deny me. You will preach me with boldness. Not you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father will be speaking in you. The Spirit of the Bible will be speaking in you. That it was the Spirit of the Bible in all the prophets. That's why they were fearless. They tell them, thus saith the Lord. And so he's saying, this Spirit enter you, you will know that heaven and earth shall pass away. But no one jot of this scripture will pass away. You will talk of him. You will preach him. He said, Joshua and Caleb spoke of him, that he gave us that land. Who said so? The Almighty God. But the children of disobedience, who were of the flesh, could not testify of him. That he came so that we would receive the Spirit of the Bible. And that when the Spirit of the Bible enter us, then it shall come to pass, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Look at Romans chapter 8, reading from verse 9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Are you hearing? You see, the Spirit of God is the Spirit of Christ. Who is Christ? The Word of God. He says to us that if so be that we are walking in the Spirit of God, then we are of God. That means the Spirit of Christ dwells in us. That if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. That don't believe every spirit. All spirits are not the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of Christ. The Spirit of the Holy Bible. And so he's saying that anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ or the Spirit of the Word of God does not belong to the Word of God. In verse 10, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. He said, if Christ enters you, it will kill the old man. Flesh will be dead where? In your heart. The Word of God comes alive in your heart. You now know him. You will no longer an advocate of the flesh. Flesh has been rooted out of your heart, the unfruitful flesh. The flesh that can never do the will of God. He says, every planting my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted out. That's what it means. He will root it out from our heart and then plant the good seed of God. Who? Christ. He is that good seed of God, the fruitful seed of God. Then we become fruitful in the word of righteousness. We are no longer barren. In verse 11, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Don't you see? God wants the Spirit of his Son to dwell in us, in our heart. Who? The Spirit of the Bible. To be in our hearts. That when the Spirit of the Bible dwells in you, he said he will also bring you to life. As he brought Caleb and Joshua, they were still living. By what means? By the Spirit that is in them. The Spirit of life that was in them. That anyone that this Spirit of the Bible is, he said he has everlasting life, Jesus says. That the same Spirit raised Jesus from the dead, being the firstborn from the dead, the first fruit. Now, everyone that received this Jesus, because there's only one Jesus, one Holy Bible, and he says, we now become heir or joint heir with him. Through who? Through Christ. They have inherited this one Christ through his Spirit in all of his children. And that is what he came to preach to us, which he told Nicodemus, that except a man be born again, that this one holy seed of God came to reproduce himself. That he said, you are dead. If you plant a dead seed, it cannot produce. It's dead. If you plant a living seed, it will grow. And that's why Christ grew out of, he resurrected, he came out. He said, if you have this living seed in you, you will resurrect to life. Because he's living, he's not dead. The word of God is not dead. Who is dead? The dead flesh. He said, let the dead flesh come out of your heart, out of your mind. And let God plant the living seed in you through what? Through his Spirit. That Christ in you is the hope of glory. In verse 12, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Only those who receive the Spirit of Christ. He said they are the sons of God. That we are not debtors to the flesh. We are owing the Spirit. That what remaineth for the people of God is to receive his Spirit. That remaineth a rest for the people of God. That what is remaining is to receive his Spirit. That's why he said, receiving the end of your faith. If we say we believe in this God, we don't receive his Spirit, say we have not received the end of our faith. That the end of our faith is to receive the Spirit of the Bible. It will arise in our heart. Then we begin to cry, Abba, Father. Everyone that receives him will know that the Word of God is our Father, born again by the Word of God, that liveth and abideth forever. He says, I go to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. You will know that the God of the Bible is your God, is your Father. The only Father, there's not another Father. Jesus says, I came in the name of that Father. That the God of the Bible is our Father, there's not another Father. He is the one that created Adam. He says that in Adam, we die. If we live in Adam, we are dead. But if we mortify, you know, mortis means lock up, a deadlock. You can't open that door except you put the key to open it. He said we should mortify the flesh. We should lock him up. Because he came to lock him up and put him in prison. And so that we can be free. That if that strong man called flesh lock us up, we are not free. If we give ourselves to him, we are not free. But he said if a stronger than a strong man comes, who is that stronger? The strong Christ, the greatest of all. He said, if he come upon you through his Spirit, he will lock him up and then set you free. That's why he said, when his Son make you free, you'll be free indeed. He gives you the Spirit of freedom. He said, now the Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where? In your heart. He said, Joshua and Caleb, though they were moving with their eyes, they have another spirit. All of them look the same in the physical, but in the spirit, they're different. He told Samuel, I don't look at the outside, I look at the inside. So he saw these two, he said, they have another spirit when he scanned them. That God says he sees us by the Spirit in us, in our heart. That is, whom have we received? Have we received Christ? He said, if we have received Christ, the proof will be in you. You have his Spirit in you. Then out of your abundance of your heart, the mouth will speak. That out of your belly will be flowing out the testimony of Christ. That when they were filled with the Spirit on the Pentecost day, they started witnessing him. They started speaking of him and the people thought they were drunk. No, they said, we are filled with the Spirit of Christ. The Spirit of the Bible. When he come upon you, you will testify of him. As he said, he says, I will put my Spirit upon your sons and daughters. They shall prophesy. He cannot lie. Say here the word of God. That this is going to happen, that he will give us his Spirit. And everyone that receives his Spirit will know him. From the least to the greatest. That is the covenant he said we have with us in these days. Then he came to give us his Spirit, his word. In our heart, not of letters, of the word. That the Bible will enter you as the Son of God. That this entrance of this word of God gives you light, gives you understanding. Then we will not begin to see God in the face of the Bible. We will not know that it is this word of God that is being preached to us by this gospel. That God is preaching God to us. And that this God is his word that he came to plant in our heart. And that the planting, he says, except I die, you can receive me. Jesus says, then you will know that it is, I am the true planting, the only planting. And my Father is the planter. That he will plant his word in your heart. in your mind. You will not know that the Word of God is the Christ, that God is the author of the Holy Bible. And he gave his name to the book, just as authors give their name to book. He gave his name. That's why he said, wherefore God has highly exalted him and gave him a name. That at the name of the scripture, every knee shall bow to the God of the Bible. That God of the Bible is the Holy God, the true God. And so he said that he came to give us his spirit. That's why when he resurrected, he said to the disciples, all authority is given to me. Therefore, go in my name. That name is the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That I came in the name of my Father, you will not receive me, he told them. That he that sees me has seen the Father. And then he said that the Holy Spirit is coming in his name. And that's who that spirit is, the spirit of Christ. That when he come upon you, you will know his name. That then they said, Peter said, there is no other name where we can be saved, given among men, except the name of Jesus. Because he is the Lord, our Savior. And that is what he's saying to us, that when you receive his spirit, then you'll be witnesses unto him. That God came to us to die as a farmer that will plant a seed. This one God came first in the flesh. He said, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. This one Christ, the doer of all, came and showed himself to men. He said, I will return. Then I give you my spirit. You will not know me. Because after you have seen me, you have known me. And then, but they did not understand that he's talking of his spirit, that when he comes upon them, he will open their understanding. Therefore, he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. That it is the God of the scripture that was in the man Christ Jesus preaching to them. And that it is the scripture he's preaching. That I will put the spirit of my son upon you. That the Holy Spirit gave birth to this Bible. It is the Bible he's calling his son. He said, this is my son. In whom I'm well pleased. Hear you him. Because he pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. The Godhead dwell in the Bible. He is the Father. He is the Son. He is the Holy Spirit. What's his name? Jesus. One name. Gave us this Bible. And he put his name on it. He says, if you receive this Bible as the Son of God, you will receive that Spirit. He will be pleased with you. And then we will come and make our abode in you. I will dwell in you forever. For this is his promise. And then you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. The Holy Spirit.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogun. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benogunministries.org.